best offensive line in the world, man. You know, they're the reason we have so much success in the way we're able to run and throw the ball the way we do. You know, you got to throw Algie Boskafe and, Mont Hall in there. You know, you throw Q Ganther in there, who stepped up for us the last part of the week. But, those are the guys that get it done, and they're the reason.
As a running back, knowing those guys are going to get it done, does it make it easier for you?
Yeah. You know, you go in every game and have a faith in one another and you believe in one another. And, when they go out there and they handle their job, it makes your job 20 times easier. Everybody talks about the long runs I've been having this year, but, they're getting me to the second level and all I'm doing is having to make some guys miss or, nobody at all and just run, So when you got to do that, it's nothing better.
That touchdown in Chicago, there was an incredible amount of push they put up front to open that for you. That's something that's just on tape, on film, it's going to be amazing to look at.
Yeah, it's a great feeling overall because, those – I might get the credit, credited for it on record or on the stat book, but it's really their touchdown. They do all the hard work. They do it down after down after down, regardless of who's in the game, whether it's me or Chris, whether it's Kerry throwing the ball or not, those are the guys that should get all the glory. It sucks because, they don't get all the stats and nothing like that, but they're definitely the reason why we go and the reason why we're, as successful as we are.
But do you, in a game like the Bears where they're pounding you and you're not getting many yards, you ever come back to the huddle and say, guys, this ain't no fun right here. Do we need to?
Yeah, we talked to Dinger. Dinger is an unbelievable coach. So at halftime when we walked in, we talked to him, and, he said we're going to change the game plan. It's hard to run against a nine-man box. When you got eight men on the line of scrimmage and they shoot through every gap, I don't care what offensive line you have, it's hard to do that. It's hard to fight through it. And, they made it a goal that, Kerry had to beat them. And Kerry did exactly that. Kerry was calm in the pocket. He got the ball out to the receivers. The receivers made unbelievable catches. We blocked it up for him, and Kerry did a great job.
Are his skills a real good match? Are his skills almost a perfect match for what Dinger wants to do?
I think Vince and Kerry are a perfect match. It's whatever you want to do. Vince brings another element of the game because that other guy can't really be in the box with Vince. Because something might happen. You have to bring somebody down. But, when it's me and Kerry, when it's me, CJ, and Kerry back there, it's like, it's either run or pass. They know that. They're not saying Kerry can't run the ball, but, they'll take that option from him. They'll let him go. And, they try to shut down the run. Kerry did exactly what he had to do. Kerry's a veteran, a proven veteran. He played in, Super Bowls. He's unbelievable. I don't know how many yards he has thrown in this league, but he can get the job done.
Is that a good feeling to have him and a couple other guys who actually know the way to get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know how to get to a Super Bowl, but I do know how to win. I've won on every level of my career that I've ever played on, Pop Warner to high school to college, and this is the next level to take that phase on, and I think that, as long as you believe in your heart, and you got some of these guys that have, been there, done that, so to speak, but, I think as long as we all have in our heart that we can get the job done, we can get it done.
Is this Jacksonville team better than that 4-5 record?
Yeah. Jacksonville is definitely a better team than that. They play unbelievable versus us. It's a rival game. It's a conference game that they need right now. They really need this game. We're trying to, take the hope away from them. We're trying to kill all life. So if whatever we have to do to go out here and get a victory, we're going to do it, and hopefully be 10-0. And, Jacksonville is just not a slouch team. Don't look at that record and don't look at what they've done as bad things because they can come out on Sunday and do whatever they want. We just got to continue to get our game plan down and try to win this football game.